She's helped parents do it better since her days at New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code, one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And on Wednesdays, we do like to help you become a better parent as best we can. So the Parenting Express focuses in on just doing one thing, getting one aspect of parenting a little bit better. And Shelley Goldberg is back with us. You knew her for years on New York One as the parenting reporter there. Always honored to have her insights here. Shelley, it looks like we may have better days in front of us. Are we coming out of the COVID thing? Are people going to turn a corner? Might be.
Oh, Kevin, I hope so. I can feel it. And so I was thinking about what I wanted to share with your listeners today. I think if we look back on this, unless you've lost someone, and then I can't think of anything that I could say, but if you haven't, I actually think there are some positive, wonderful, positive life lessons that we can all take away from this last year, and things that we can learn about ourselves that will help us moving forward. So I wanted to share with you some of the things that I learned going through this last 8-9 months.
Okay.
Number one, for sure, the importance of taking care of your health.
Mm-hmm.
Because, Kevin, your body is the car that's going to take you through life. So, Mom and Dad, you, for the, moving forward, it's concentrating on a great night's sleep, reducing the stress any way you can think of, and eating healthy. And making sure your kids see those life lessons, because that's going to take you the distance. So that's number one. Number two, Shelley has enormous gratitude for the smallest things now as a result of navigating the last 8-9 months. Cup of coffee, Kevin, and I'm sitting there in his big, warm, fuzzy bathrobe, and I feel I am the luckiest person in the world.
Hmm.
So gratitude for the smallest things. Take that life lesson and let it help you move forward in all the other areas of your life. Three, less is more. Shelley realized she doesn't need all the clothes, the vacations, lots of people around. It's fun, but I don't need it. And I've been enjoying solitude and enjoying my own company a heck of a lot more. Decluttering anything and everything in your apartment and house, wonderful feeling, and it doesn't cost a lot of money. Power of nature. That's another thing that we've all learned over the last couple of months, to rejuvenate us, to connect us to the spiritual world. The Japanese, I don't know if you knew this, Kevin, but the physicians in Japan often recommend tree bathing, bathing among trees, for patients who are anxious or depressed, because they found that just by getting people out among the trees in nature did amazing things for people's health and in terms of how they felt emotionally. And that's something that we can all continue to do moving forward, is make sure to make time to go to the park, go to the beach, walk around in your neighborhood, but being outside and having a reverence for small things, in nature. Pay more attention to what's happening politically. That's been another change in my life. I think we got to this place because so many of us were too busy doing other things. So the revelation is moving forward is to really be on top of this, because we need to know who the decision makers are and what we can do to affect change. Paying attention to the school curriculum. Before, I don't even know if I thought so deeply about what is a good education. What's going on with the school curriculum? Now it's something I am very aware of. I also have much deeper, more meaningful friendships, and I think that's a lesson learned from COVID. The power of puppies, the power of being around animals. And are you aware that the ASPCA, they literally ran out of dogs for people to adopt?
Oh, wow.
Because of COVID?
No, I did not hear that.
New York City, gone, because everyone who either lived alone, was alone, or with their family, and they didn't have a pet, they said, how the heck are we going to get through this? We're getting a dog or a cat. So the power of animals to transform one's life is amazing. What about you? What have you
You know, it's interesting. It's interesting you ask me that, because I was texting with my yoga instructor, one of my three yoga instructors that works at the place that we take classes from. And she was a COVID victim early in March of last year. She got it. She went through the whole thing, lost taste, had a really rough bout with it, but came through the other side, had the antibodies, and she's been, you know, tough as nails ever since. But I was just communicating with her about how tough that this last year has been. And almost without skipping a beat, Shelley, she texted back and she said, "Tell me one good thing that has happened in the last year." And I was able to say, well, you know, we took a very private little family trip down to North Carolina and had a week on the beach, you know, secluded, but just us. And that was a wonderful memory. We did. And I came up with, I don't know, five or six things that were all just like good things that had happened. And she said, "Don't you understand that in the midst of this terrible pandemic, you've had these little windows of great things that you've experienced?" And she said, "The thing that I've learned in this pandemic is what you said just a few minutes ago. Pay attention to the small things. Appreciate the small things. Have immense gratitude for the smallest of things that go well, because it makes life as a whole, you know, that much more rich and fulfilling." And I thought, you know what? That was a good word. I tended that day to be a little complainy, and I wasn't complaining after that. So I think that's right along the lines of what you're saying today. There's a lot that we can find and have to be thankful for from the last year. And I'm going to guess, Shelley, we're going to be better people if we choose to do so.
Oh, I like that, Kevin. Yes, I believe that to be true. And I just wanted to add, because I know what happens in the McCullough household, there's also so much happiness to be found just sitting around a kitchen table,
yeah,
sharing a meal, a warm meal or a cold meal with your family. And it can be hamburgers, it can be cereal. But that's something that I think we all learned, that simple, the simple joy of just sharing a meal with friends and family, how incredibly rewarding that can be.
Well, I will say this, because of the adjusted school schedule and what we've done as a family, we've been able to spend a lot more time together. And I think that that has benefited us in every way possible. I'm really concerned for the single parent households. I'm really concerned for people that have to that don't have the opportunity to, you know, have one or two parents that are always there and available. But for us, it's been something to be particularly grateful for, because we've seen a lot of really meaningful time spent together. Shelley, thank you for this exercise and valuable life lessons. It's good stuff for us to think about this year.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right. Go back and get any of the Parenting Express hits with Shelley Goldberg. Just go to the Kevin McCullough podcast thing at SoundCloud or iTunes. Coming right back, it's Kevin McCullough.